Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Man, huge night last night, and your mom, of course, winning the award, making us all cry and think about our lives, you know? I mean, it's just that's got to be a pretty neat moment for you as an observer, as a kid.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just asked about for another interview, you know, what inspires you to do this kind of stuff, and it's like, you know, when Connie Bookman's your mom and, you know, literally a life dedicated to serving, helping other people, you know, and not expecting anything else. It's, you get to watch that for 38 years. It, you know, makes you feel like you want to go out and make an impact too. So, you know, I could never make the impact that she is making, but yeah, certainly a proud moment and well, well deserved.
No, man, no, it's fantastic. And, you know, in her speech, very challenging to everybody to think, you know, well, what can you do to maybe thwart a person becoming homeless on the front end? You know, oh, God, didn't think about it that way. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So thanks. And just, you know, very emotional, wonderful. Let's talk about some of the things that are going on in the city. One is you and I were just chatting before you came on the air, and we might have an actual, maybe fingers crossed, solution for Graffiti Bridge.
Yeah, we're on the tail end, we believe. You know, we've been working real hard in public works to, you know, as I had said at the beginning, you know, I joke, as much as I've enjoyed all of the, you know, the memes and the jokes on social media that, hey, Mayor, you know, one no truck sign isn't going to solve it. We know that. We've always said it was going to be a two-phase process. One, we wanted to be able to make it truly a no truck zone so we could ticket if we needed to, you know, and that, which was not, did not exist before. So that's already in place. In phase two of it, which just takes longer because it's a state road on the south, it's a local road on the north, is to put something physical there, you know, which I probably get 5 emails a week that says, why don't you put one of those things that has, and of course, you know, we say thank you for your suggestion, but I mean, we really have been working on that for several months, and we finally believe from a, you know, we have a rough idea of cost, which was surprising, but also, you know, just to bring to fruition something actually physical, tangible, that would, you know, warn someone before they get under the bridge. So, you know, the ever elusive over all these years of time since I was a kid here, you know, maybe this is going to be our best offense yet against a truck getting stuck under the bridge, I believe. So,
and, I mean, I assume we're talking about a physical, something physical that's going to, you know, yes, like a garage or a fast food drive-thru or something like that.
Correct. It would be something physical before the bridge. I mean, meaning it's not just something attached to the bridge. It would be something before the bridge on both sides.
Okay.
That would, you know, should give you plenty of warning. So we'll see. Hey, look, and I've seen crazier things happen than getting through one of those and then still getting stuck under the bridge. Still no promises.
Right.
I think this is our best chance yet to end the streak.
You're going to be the mayor that solves Graffiti Bridge. You know, the funny thing is, on the one hand, we're all like, oh, thank God. On the other hand, we're going to be like, oh, man, you remember the good old days when we had these funny photos? But no, it's a public safety issue. It's a massive cost. It's an inconvenience to the people. It bottles up traffic. I mean, we laugh and joke, but it really is a big issue that if we can solve it, I mean, that's a major step forward in public safety, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, police have to go out. The people have to respond. I mean, the rail company has to, you know, look, inspect the bridge.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of things that you don't hear about that go into this that make this convoluted. So despite taking away some of our Pensacolians' entertainment, you know, it is the best plan of action for us.
It is our favorite side sport. That's right. You and I talked last week about the closing of the Malcolm, the gym, basically. But now Bay Bluffs Park, the northern half of all of the walkway, that's been closed because of uncertainty about the structural stability of the walk area, the boardwalk.
Yeah, boardwalk.
So
yep,
that's
yeah. So we've gone and evaluated that, and same thing. You know, it comes back to, you know, we're trying to take an enhanced and increased look at, you know, the things that we own. I've talked about several times on the show that, you know, ribbon cuttings are nice and maintenance maybe not as exciting, but it's I believe more vital. And so, you know, we don't want anybody getting hurt. You know, we're, as I said yesterday in the press conference, I mean, at Malcolm Young, we're not trying to put out, you know, Lighthouse Christian. We know it's an inconvenience, but, you know, it's nothing compared to if someone got hurt in there because we didn't do something, you know, and it's our building, you know, even if we're leasing it, if something happened in there, that's still a city responsibility in some way. So, same at Bay Bluff. So we don't want a child running down there and getting hurt. And so I would rather close it and make sure that we have it done right and, you know, take the heat of you know, having to close some of our parks. But it's a microcosm of what the review and the enhancement we're trying to make, which is we got a lot of things to take care of. 94 parks, 10 community centers, green spaces, public right-of-ways. I mean, we have a lot of things to take care of in this town, and we've just got to get serious about, you know, what the kind of condition they're in and how we get them, you know, into a safe condition where people can enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a liability for the city, but it's also a matter of, you know, we can't just keep building stuff without paying for the maintenance. But the response over all the time that I've lived here has kind of always been, yeah, I get that it's important, but we just don't have enough resources to maintain everything, and so we just kind of let it slide. Like, you know, Bay Bluffs Park, anybody who's been there and seen boards broken out or missing sections, or, you know, graffiti's one thing, that's cosmetic, but, you know, substantial stuff, or playground equipment where it's rusted or dangerous or whatever. I mean, those are things that you really just can't afford to turn a blind eye to, although that's, you know, tempting because, as you say, it's not all that sexy to, you know, nobody wants to be the mayor that puts Don't Cross Here tape around the, you know, the pirate ship. But if the pirate ship has rotting boards at the Tippin Park, well, you got to block that off. Two news notes out of the port this week that I will summarize in the following way. Streamline Boats is dead. Long live the pickleball courts. Like, the one thing is gone, but we're doing a new thing in the other building, right?
Yeah, that's a nice, concise way to put it. We're Warehouse 10, which was Streamline Boats. We had notified them that you know, we're terminating that lease as per the lease conditions, which was to have a CO by, I believe, March 15th. And of course, that project, and we're close to that. So we're, you know, moving on from there. They had requested an additional extension, but we denied that request, and we're just going to move forward with seeing what else we can do at Warehouse 10.
All right.
But pickleball, yeah, we had a meeting as of yesterday morning with the potential operator, and what I'd say is, you know, we do not have a lease finalized quite yet, but we're down to conversations around parking and some other things that, you know, I think are a good signal that we're going to be able to get this thing done. And our intent is to get it done, you know, in front of council by April. So really exciting, you know, and getting to see the plans. And what we've talked about both with American Magic and pickleball is this is not just about the rent that the operator pays. These are about catalytic economic impact. These are two operations at our port that should transcend rent and property tax. It should be, you know, significant impacts with regional tournaments coming in and how hot that sport is right now, as well as, of course, being put on the map as one of the best places in the country to sail, you know, with American Magic being here. And so that's what we're looking for. When you have 50 acres and a finite amount of land, you look for opportunities to have catalytic impact with what you do have. And so I'm really, really excited about pushing these two forward.
And there's another thing that you got accomplished with city council over the last week that it's super unsexy, but it's really important, which is just bringing standardization to the memorandums of understanding for the various sport clubs that operate in city parks and on city facilities. And, you know, I don't think we need to get into the details because it's a long conversation about what was done. But the short answer is we ought to just have consistency. And it's been, you know, this one this way and this one that way over all these years. So kudos to you for getting all of that done. I definitely wanted to talk with you a little bit about the two announced yesterday sort of contesty slash proposals. One is for the welcome area that used to be the Five Flags display when you came over the bridge and came into Pensacola. And you have, you know, artists have a package of, you know, parameters for them to submit. And Dalrymple Salas is kind of overseeing that. The question that I have is, I assume somebody's going to submit hey, have you thought about putting up five flags? Welcome to Pensacola. Are you open to that, or is that not going to happen, or are you just kind of going to wait and see? Because I assume there's going to be either that directly or an incorporated version of that.
I don't think it's a replacement of that. Obviously, that was taken down because of the construction.
Right.
And then this was us really working. You know, I give a lot of credit to FDOT to allow us to do this. You know, they had proposed something kind of more generic that probably didn't, it wasn't necessarily speaking to something Pensacola. And, it's one of these things, 100,000 people a day are going to see this sign.
Yeah.
And it's something that I just feel like we have to have some ownership as a community in, and not just what the mayor thinks might look good or, you know, what an architect might think, you know, solely.
Right.
I think this is, you know, a cool way to engage our community and for us to have ownership in something that could kind of define us, you know, in terms of, you know, what you see when you come in from Gulf Breeze. So So I'm really excited for this. It's extra work, it's extra complexity, of course, to do a contest like this. But, you know, I think in the end it'll be worth it. And everything's on the table. You know, I mean, that's what we want. We want people to be creative and imaginative about what they want it to be. And it can be something 2D, it can be something 3D, structural. You know, and so we're really excited to see what happens and what we get from
that. I love it. And I'm glad to hear that you're open to whatever people submit. And by the way, I love that you're getting public input on this instead of, you know, hey, here's the three designs we're going to pick from, or even just here's the design you're going to live with. I really appreciate that. Last thing for the topics wise is the other contest, which is blowing up your email. Name the three street sweepers, right?
That's right. Yeah. So we've gotten, I told you last night, but by close of business, we announced it yesterday morning. I think we'd had 500 name submissions. So,
God.
You know, we have till April 14th. So Casey Lagarde's going to have her email is going to be inundated with names for the next couple of weeks. But we're excited about it. Other communities have done this. And, you know, again, another way to kind of engage our community. And, you know, and if you're thinking about Sweepy Nick Sweetface, it's already been put in like 10 times out there, so you don't have to do that one.
Fine.
But we've gotten some great ones, you know, and that's what we like about it. We want people to, you know, see the name or pick the name and then see it out sweeping their street, you know, sometime soon. And just, you know, I saw people doing that, other cities doing that with snow plows and all sorts of other stuff. And thought it would be something fun. You know?
And you texted me a couple, like, sweep dreams are made of this, and sweep child of mine, and, you know, Broomhilda. Yeah. I mean, just there's a bunch of great names out there. I love it. I'm looking forward to it. All right, we always like to end a little bit on a lightning round or just kind of a fun thing. Do you use a refillable water bottle? If so, how often do you clean it?
No, I don't, because I got too much to keep up with.
Okay.
You know, so I would end up leaving it whatever office I was at.
I got you.
No,
very good. When you eat an orange, are you a peel and separate the segments? Are you a cut it across the equator? And what's your method for eating an orange?
Oh, I mean, it's got to be segmented. I don't know. You know, you might be a little crazy if you're just, you know, cutting it. You know, I've got to go. Definitely a peel and segment. It's too messy. To
normal.
The,
so you're a normal human. I like that. And the last one is, and this is a little bit hard, but I'm going to give you, you know, you got to be on your feet for this one. You have a chance to send a 3-word message to 13-year-old DC Reeves. What is your 3-word message to 13-year-old DC Reeves?
Do more homework. you know, my high school GPA is. Needed improvement at Catholic high school. There's probably some teachers at Catholic that are surprised to hear me on the radio this morning.
That's fantastic. Mayor DC Reeves, always a pleasure to talk to you again. Congratulations to your mom for last night, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me, guys.